T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Oh, Max, you are on target, my friend.
Max.
Okay.
We have a rat problem. Boy.
Yes, we do.
We have a rat problem.
That's a damn funny spot, by the
way. Sure is. And now the spot
we
have ants. That's a pretty good follow-up.
That's a pretty fun one too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. They're that
you're slouching again.
Did you get my friend
expired.
Request?
Expired. Well, I mean, you know,
we have ants.
I got to be honest with you. It might not make me want to buy their insurance, but I remember their spots or whatever. The John Stamos one is pretty good too, with the
knitting a shawl.
That's funny, where he flips the whatever you're kind of sticks the thing in the yarn. So pretty good stuff.
Yeah, anyway. he flipped that little thing through his fingers.
Yes.
Pretty slick, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Just when I lost faith in commercials. Those insurance companies,
in them or something.
Insurance companies are their marketing department spot on. All right,
yeah, they do some good stuff.
Let's go. Let's stay in the NFL for the Cindio HRO Twitter question.
All right,
if you're an eliminator pool and you survived Week One, what 0-1 team are you rolling with on Sunday? And the reason I bring that up is. It's interesting psychological study, I suppose, when you lose Week One. And I don't know if pandemic would make it any worse or better, but you've had all summer to get ready for your game. And you're around the Broncos. And, you know, you're around the Chiefs when you're around here. Just the psychological blow that it is dealt to not only the players but the coaches to be 0-1.
Oh, yeah.
After you've had all this time to get ready for the season opener and you lose. And it's just one game and you got 15 more and there's no need to, you know, and all those cliches, you don't need to panic. Let's just get back. But when you're 0-1, I mean, that first game just has, to me, so much more psychological weight. Wait, W-E-I-G-H-T, than any other game of the season, maybe unless you're at a must-win at the end of the season. You know what I mean? So
and then especially if you go out and figure out a way to lose the game instead of winning it when it's there for you. Mm-hmm. And I think you can make the argument that Denver was in that situation. San Francisco was in that situation.
The Cowboys.
Right? Now, San Francisco is a better football team, and Dallas is a better football team than Denver is. So the margin for error for a team like Denver is pretty thin. You got to win. When you have an opportunity like that, you really need to win a game. Because you're talking about maybe an 8-8 at best. 9-7 football team, if you can see all of the dominoes falling the right way. So, you know, you end up losing a game that, and you only have 16 of these things.
Yeah.
The weight of the NFL and the pressure to win every week is so substantial, and you feel it, man. Trust me, you feel it. So now they got to go to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. That's a no chance game.
Oh,
then they come
easy.
Back. Oh no, it's a not. They don't win in Pittsburgh. I'm calling that right now.
Mark that, Max. Now I'm not saying
Mark
they will,
it.
But that's okay. Pretty bold. Pretty bold.
That's not a hot take.
Well, the fact that you're Joe Namathing it kind of is.
Okay. All right, but then they got to come back and play the Bucks, and at some point Tom Brady and the Bucks are going to be better than Tom Brady and the Bucks were in week 1, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden now you're looking at a young football team, very young football team, that's looking at a very real possibility of starting 0-3. Well, they started 0-4 last year, and it took them out of it.
Yeah.
Well, they were 7-5 over their last 12. They were 4-1 over their last 5. Doesn't make any difference because you didn't get the playoffs.
Well, you absolutely don't want 0-1 to turn into 0-2. So, speaking of Tampa,
anyway,
what 0-1 team would you be rolling with on Sunday if you're in an eliminator pool and you got to pick a team? Eliminator pools, if for those that aren't familiar, just pick a team to win and then you can no longer pick them again. That's a thing out there. But if you're in one and you got to pick an 0-1 team of these, which one are you rolling with on Sunday? Tampa over Carolina, Dallas over Atlanta, and by the way, Atlanta is 0-1 too, so I could have flipped the script mm-hmm. either way there. Minnesota over Indy, two other 0-1 teams, or Philadelphia over the Rams.
Ooh, that's a dangerous one right there.
Well, I thought I read somewhere yesterday that only 8 out of 132 0-2 teams eventually made the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
and that's why
0-2 is purgatory.
That's why you got the
man.
Pucker factor after your 0-1 because the last mm-hmm. thing you want is for that to turn into 0-2. So Tampa over Carolina is getting 41% of the vote. Minnesota,
that seems reasonable.
Yeah, Minnesota over Indy 34.7%. Dallas over Atlanta 21.4%.
And nobody's giving Philly a chance.
Nobody wants to take Philly over the Rams.
No, can't say as I blame them.
3%, yeah. Because that offensive, although I hear they're getting an offensive lineman back and Miles Sanders back, but Carson Wentz got sacked 8 times and turned it over 3 times against the Washington football team, and here comes Aaron Donald and company this Sunday. So,
well,
there you go. And I left off the 49ers. They go to the Jets. Part of it was overlooking them because I just, in my brain, was like, well, 49ers aren't 0-1. But they are.
Right.
And they're playing an awful Jets team that would have gotten 90% of the vote if I put them on there. So apologies to 49ers fans, but you talk about a Joe Namath guarantee. If you'd have said that the Jets have no chance against the 49ers, I would have been more in lockstep with you than the Broncos having no chance against the Steelers. But I see why you said it. All right.
Well, there's a chance. There's a chance. Just
no, there isn't. No, there isn't. Nope. You said there wasn't. And I've got it marked.
Okay.
You said there's no
chance. I'll stand by it.
You should.
I'm standing by
it. You should.
I am.
All right. Sidelines and Bloodlines. It's a book by Ryan McGee, his brother, and his dad. His dad used to be a college football official, and Ryan McGee, you know most famously from Marty and McGee, early mornings on Saturday here on KFH. We're going to talk to Marty, Ryan McGee about college football, the book, and all kinds of stuff. He's a well-versed man at ESPN.com, great writer, and a really good interview, and we're going to find out firsthand when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.